This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring with Rod Hightower, president of EAA. Rousing speech tonight, Rod, a few EAA initiatives. Probably the most exciting is the new relationship with the Boy Scouts of America. Tell us about that.
Well, Russ, it's one of those fabulous things that happens kind of once in a lifetime, so to speak. A really switched-on leader of the Boy Scouts of America, a gentleman by the name of Bob Mazuka, based in Dallas, Texas, recognizes that it's important to reintroduce scouting to the world. That's one of his missions and objectives. So Bob has been a gracious partner, combined with their Learning for Life group inside of BSA, headed by Dr. Diane Thornton, to bring scouting and adventure back, and especially through the Explorers program. So we have a wonderful opportunity to synchronize their Explorer goals and objectives with those of EA's Young Eagles program and do good things for kids, give them inspiring aviation experiences, show them good role models in life. And Bob Mazuka and Dr. Diane Thornton are just 100% behind it. There is a program, actually. So if you talk about Boy Scouts, the Aviation Merit Badge is available and out there. The unfortunate part, I have to say, is there's a different understanding of what the Boy Scouts will allow you to do across the scouting organization as it relates to aviation. There is support for aviation. You are allowed to take a flight, a Young Eagles flight, and the Boy Scouts of America for Aviation Merit Badge, as well as the Explorer program. But you're required to do so in a certified airplane. So a Part 23 certified aircraft is what's required to fly Boy Scouts today. So what I'm hoping will happen in the relationship between EAA and the Boy Scouts of America, we can expand the envelope about the type of airplane that's actually used to fly Boy Scouts. But that's okay. We fly hundreds and hundreds of Boy Scouts every year and bring them on. We can make it happen. We might have to educate the local scout leadership about what's possible, but we can help them do that.
Now, you briefly touched on tonight a realignment of the goals of EAA, and we saw some evidence of that a week ago with some staff realignment. Can you give us a little bit more detail on what EAA is doing moving forward?
Well, you know, like any organization, when an organization grows and goes through its lifestyle, sometimes it has the opportunity to get a little bit bigger in places that it really didn't mean to. So I think, in short, what I would say about EAA's moves last Thursday is a refocus and a realignment and putting our priorities, not only our financial priorities, but also our human capital and resources on our key initiatives and on the key focuses of EAA. So you're going to see a renewed focus in our chapters, a renewed focus in our youth education programs, a strongly renewed focus in our home builder community and activity, and broader base and more strengthening of our member support services and offerings. Those are the four key areas. We're getting new focus, new resource, additional investment in those areas.
You also touched on, you said that the FAA is talking about moving up maximum weight for LSA aircraft.
I don't know if I'd be so bold as to say the FAA is talking about it. I'd say that there's a dialogue going on within the FAA, specifically the Small Aircraft Directorate, the Small Plane Directorate, that is asking and opening that dialogue about what those possibilities might be and what might the motivations be. So at this point, it's really nothing more than a dialogue. And the reason I even bring it up tonight is because it is an opportunity, and it's a wonderful, interesting, I think, opportunity to have a good dialogue that says, how can we enhance safety? What might make sense to enhance safety in the LSA marketplace that would do good and save pilots and save injuries and save airplanes? And anytime you can improve safety, that's a good thing for aviation.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring. Thanks for listening.
This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.